Hello, everyone, and welcome to Talking with Cannabis with your favorite hosts, Maddie and Kyle.
What up, what up?
Today we'll be talking about one of our favorite kid shows.
Here on our new segment called Retro TV and Cannabis.
Retro TV and Cannabis, that's what it's called.
So we're going to be talking about this retro 90s show?
Is it a 90s show? I think it's a 90s show.
This retro 90s show that we personally love. I never really saw it as a child, but he showed me after we started dating from his childhood. You know, he was showing me stuff from his childhood, and like, yeah, I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So go ahead and tell them what the show is called, honey.
What we'll be reviewing today is called Crash Box from 1999, which is an education series, which lasted about 2 seasons.
And what channel were you able to watch it on as a child?
HBO, of course.
So it was an HBO family show for kids, educational, right?
Right.
So why don't you go ahead and just give them a quick rundown of how the show runs, and we'll go ahead and jump into it. You know, just a little overview.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to pull up. Yeah. So Crash Box is an educational children's television series co-created by Eamon Harrington and John Watkin for HBO Family that ran from 1999 to 2000 in the United States. It was HBO's second attempt, their first beginning, Brain Games, 15 years earlier, at a show focused on educational skits. So we might have to check that one out, too.
Ooh, yeah. We could do that for another episode like this for our segment Retro TV and Cannabis.
Sure.
So make a mark of that in your notes real quick. But yeah, that's pretty much an overview of how the show is ran. You know, it's a bunch of, like, you know, educational games and skits that you can interact with. Almost like Blue's Clues is another example of that. Like they said on here, Brain Games. We're going to go ahead and cut this intro right here and go ahead and jump into the actual episode. But we hope you guys enjoy.
Starts off with a really big staticky HBO family logo, right? Then you got a brain on one of those little, like, Greek pillar things, right?
Is it Greek or Roman pillar?
It's one of them. Then it gets smashed by, looks like a typewriter with a monitor and a fan, like a little tiny fan.
It opens up. It was a TV on top of a typewriter.
Something like that.
And then the TV opened up.
And then it's got, like, these, a little factory, like a claymation factory. It's like a mixed media of metal objects, electronics, and clay.
Yeah.
Their character design is pretty crazy. Like, it looks like something like, you know, a mechanic, some sort of engineer would put together. And they also pointed out that HBO is also in between the name of the show, Crash Box, that's a cash box. That's what we all want, right?
Uh-huh.
Then the lights go out and he's shining his little flashlight. Like, yeah, that's cool. They're pretty engaging.
Yeah. They want you to pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, like, watch the screen to see what's going to pop up while all of this is going on. They put a microchip in. A pumpkin pops up out of the microchip.
I forget what game that's called. I should probably put on the closed captions.
Haunted House Party. Yeah, showed you the title. So.
The party is so good, you'll want to stay for an eternity, literally. Anyway, at tonight's affair, we are honored to have the most gifted, entertaining mystery guest. Now let's play, the party begin. And see if you can guess his identity. I think we've seen this one.
Pause it real quick. So basically, Haunted House Party is a game where they take a, what would you call it, a dead celebrity? Dead historical celebrity, I guess. Historical right?
Yeah, someone that was literally in the history books.
I say celebrity because, like, they were famous, but, like, they're historical. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what I mean by that.
Yeah.
So, a historical figure, that's a better word for it, but, like, they literally are, like, famous. But, like, yeah, they give you a bunch of clues about someone that they choose the clues to be about, and you pretty much have to figure out who this guest is at the party. And eventually
they have a conversation with the party guest.
Yep.
And they talk about, you know, their life and achievements, and then it's your job to guess who it is.
Based off of what is in the conversation.
And a lot of these episodes like to make jokes about them being dead. Like, here's your first clue. They're dead.
Yeah, you gotta listen.
So listen in, and here's the first clue. But soft what light through yonder window breaks. A lot of y'all already know just from that alone, because you're an adult. Give the kids a chance. No, but kids really shouldn't be listening to this podcast. Sorry, I was just trying to be a romantic. This is them. But perhaps it came off a little too tragic. Nah, it wasn't bad. That's the other person. But actually, yeah, sweet talker. Oh, you think so? Oh my God, why does it seem so creepy? Well, it is kind of creepy. It's a haunted house, and he's just like, they're like moving. All you can see is their silhouettes. And it's like, this like sort of cheap animation, and they're moving between the window panels. Like, you can see, I don't know how to describe it.
Silhouette in the window?
Yeah, all you can see is their silhouettes in the window, and they just keep moving to different windows, and they're talking to each other. It says, with all that stuff you wrote, you must know a lot of famous people. And then they said, verily, the Bard of Avon, Hamlet, Macbeth, King Lear. And they said, oh, royalty. He said, oh, yeah, I'm not for a question, but when I wanted to ask. And said, of course, you silver tongued devil, ask away. They said, thank you. To be or not to be, that is the question. Oh, wait a minute, I know who you are. So, for all people that were just listening and could understand what I was saying, you could all guess that it says the playwright, Bard of Avon, Othello, Hamlet, you know, to be or not to be. It's, hey, big guy, that's my line. I'm William Shakespeare. They got this freaking, like, medieval 18th century fucking painting of him, like, but it's doing like a cutout mouth movement. It's
a
yeah
mouth.
Like, yeah, it's like very the models they used were very like paper like
So pause it for a second. So basically, if you guessed who it was before we, you know, gave away the answer, yeah, it was William Shakespeare. So yeah, if you figured that out, you're pretty smart. Because obviously we're reviewing this as adults. Like, this episode is not for kids. This show is not for kids. So, yeah, it's kind of fun to try to, like, figure out, like, the answers and stuff as adults, like, while you're kind of stoned, you know?
I took a test on, like elementary school math, and I think I scored a little under 50%. I was like, damn. And some of those questions were hard, and then I did it without paper. So if I had a piece of paper in front of me, I'd probably be able to get a better score. Not trying to make myself sound smarter, because I sound dumb for failing a math test, but it was kind of difficult. It's just like that show, Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, you know? It's not fresh in your mind anymore, and you kind of got to remind yourself.
Also, the curriculum of their, what they learn and stuff has changed since we've been fifth graders, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, a lot of the stuff that they're learning, we, you know, either have no idea what they're talking about, or it's not fresh in our mind, like you said. You know, like, yeah, so it's totally understandable if you're like, huh? Like, I don't really remember learning that. Plus, a lot of their math has changed, too, and we know this, and they're trying to teach that new math in school, too, so it's just, it's understandable.
They basically show you how their little claymation games are made in like a
they put another microchip in, and it's...
What is it called? An assembly line? Yeah.
Uh-huh. And this one is
the Revolting Slob.
Yes. So what's this game about, basically? You should probably give them a rundown.
It just teaches you vocabulary words. It'll ask you a series of questions based on, like, the Revolting Slob's behavior.
And his day.
And his day or whatever he's doing. Mm-hmm. Or his attitude. And then it's your job to guess what is the right word to describe it. And
based off the three answers.
Yep. It's multiple choice. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't watch this one while you're eating, but I used to love this one as a kid, and I still do as an adult. It's disgusting. They got a little fucking puppet mouse and the nasty slime. They got slime that's all different kinds and colors, green. They got trash everywhere. And I'm like, how did they make this set for a little puppet? It is so nasty. And he's eating a bowl of slop. His teeth are rotten. His skin, it just looks bad.
He has a black hairy belly button. Like, almost like it's like mold in his belly button. Like, he doesn't clean it. He's not washing.
And he has a unibrow.
Oh, unibrow is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's like, oh, we weren't explaining what he was doing.
Okay,
it looks like he was eating at the beginning.
He's eating, and the lady says, it's good enough to make your mouth water. Okay, everyone, is the Revolting Slob saluting, salivating, or salvaging?
Salivating.
Can I eat now? That was a Revolting Slob. And hold the fork. The answer is salivating, which means to produce a... Wait, I'm sorry. Hold on. Which means to produce that dribbly liquid in your mouth that helps you digest your food. You can eat now. And now he's eating like beans and slime. Oh my god, it's disgusting.
Oh my god.
And then he fucking killed a fly on his chair. And then he threw it in the mixture. Oh my god. Oh man. Alright, so the way to describe that, would you say rancid, ransacked, or rampant?
Rancid.
As rancid as fuck, which means smelly or rotten. Oh my god, he's fucking this up, like whatever it is. He said, how about some wheat germ? He said, nah, beans are better. When it comes to beans, the Revolting Slob is obliterated, opinionated, or oxidated.
Opinionated.
He is heavily opinionated on his beans.
He likes beans.
Opinionated, which means to have a strong view about beans. What germ or anything else?
Would you like
I said, what germ? The Revolting Slob, I suggest we keep it to ourselves. Let's review. Those baked beans are making you salivate. Flies like them too because they're rancid. The Revolting Slob is opinionated in that he prefers baked beans to wheat germ. Oh, and obliterated means destroy completely. And they fucking blow them up.
And they do that at the end of every...
Every episode.
Yeah, every... episode that has to do with this game.
And it says, no flies or slobs were harmed in the making of this film.
Which is funny, because they never mention the mouse.
Right. This is honestly a really fun show. But, yeah, I like that. They kind of show you the process. That kind of buys them a little more time, other than just throwing a bunch of skits at you. So, Think Tank. So you got Captain Bob.
Our favorite.
Yeah, we were just making fun of Captain Bob because we just think Captain Bob is the homie. Like, he's so cool. It's this little Jamaican dude with his little Rasta beads in his hair and his sunshades. He's got on his little hat and his gold chain, his gold necklace. And, you know, he talks with a Jamaican accent, but basically the objective of this game is for you to, find what, he's going to give you three objects and it's your job to figure out what those three things have in common.
Yep. He said he has his his submarine and he's ready to go.
And then he's jamming in his sub. Okay, here's the deal. Now they even put the Jamaican subtitles. You gotta tell me what, but you gotta do it before the runner runs out of me tank. Let's go, gang. We gotta get jamming. And then they got like some little like, it looks like a clay, you know, like one of those little old school clay plates you used to make for your parents.
We got a baby, Count Dracula, and a vacuum.
And all this is claymation, by the way, so you have to really use your imagination. But what do these things have in common? Come on, guys. You know this. Because if a baby, Count Dracula, and a vacuum,
they all...
They're saying having a baby sucks.
Yeah, they all suck.
Babies suck, dude. You can't get any sleep.
Babies suck on the binky. Vacuum sucking up dirt, and the Dracula sucks on blood.
Like, right? People could take that so wrong. Like, you're saying babies suck, huh?
Well, the baby did have a binky.
Well, there are people who are like, I will never have a child. Hell no, I love being fucking free.
I have met lots of people in my life in the past that, like, do not want children at all. Like, just completely, like, are disgusted by the thought of having kids. Like, they don't want any kids at all. But when they're around other people's kids, they are nice to them. But, like, yeah, they just don't want to have kids at all. Like,
see, the funny thing about this is that we get really stoned, and then we try to play the game. So we try to challenge our stoned minds.
Yeah. Oh, did they do it again? Oh, we gotta go back. There was
yeah,
more to
basically,
that.
It was, okay, I'll go back a little more.
We should probably go back and then pause it.
Here it is.
No, hold on. Okay, like, yeah, we were talking about, like, three different things at once while that game was going.
I'm like, yeah, just let it go.
No, but I forgot what we were talking about.
It was getting off track from this. We need to focus on this.
Oh, it was? Wasn't on this?
Right, that's why I was trying to focus back on this.
I was just asking you.
All right, give them the thing. Here it is. Right. The sub's going up.
So here's our clues for this one. The pages of a book, autumn leaves, and a car's steering wheel.
That does not look like a steering wheel at all.
They took the whole dashboard with it. That's why it's
a It kind of looks like a watch.
It's like the older dashboards where they have the bump. It's not smooth completely across the top. You know, the old dashboards where, you know, it goes like this. Like, yeah, it's not flat completely. Like, now they're completely flat. They make them, like, pretty much flat. You know what I mean?
But
like,
right, yeah, we're talking about
an old
1999.
A 1999 steering wheel with dashboard, okay? They all turn, though. That's what they had in common.
At least it fucking turns. While he's in his submarine, right?
Yep, okay, so the tank filled up, and now he's jamming in his sub.
We have Captain Bob, and now we jamming in his sub. I love that shit. You know that's the fun one right there.
It is the fun one, Billy. You'd be hella stoned when we watch that shit.
That is the best one.
Wait, is that the end of the episode?
No.
Oh. Okay.
I guess I should have, damn.
What? What should you have done?
I should have pulled it up on Max, and then I could have used this for the sounds.
Well, you said you wanted to do that on your phone.
I know. I was just trying to save electricity. Well, this one's called Poop or Scoop. So basically, they give you some animal facts, and you have to figure out whether they're true or false. And this one gets pretty tricky. This one's hard. It's kind of hard to tell because animals are pretty unpredictable. But it's kind of like a circus guy. He's got the little cane. Poop or Scoop. A cheetah can go from 0 to 40 miles in under 2 seconds. What do you think? You think the cheetah can accelerate your family car? Vote for Scoop. If you think we're trying to cheat you, vote poop. I'm thinking that's the straight scoop.
Yeah, I think it's Scoop.
Scoop. Scoop. Cheetahs are the fastest mammals on land. Not only can they go from 0 to 40 in 2 seconds, they can also run over 70 miles per hour. Okay, here we go again. Poop or scoop. We got three left. A vampire bat isn't a bit like Count Dracula. He's a harmless as a mouse. If you think that's the truth, vote scoop. But if you think this guy can be really scary, vote poop. Poop. Little. What is that thing? A bat poop. Bats are scary as fuck. I don't care what nobody says. Look at that. What the hell? Bats are scary as fuck,
You
yo.
and my sister are like terrified of bats, and I think it's hilarious because
Dude, you're, the bats outside your house are so aggressive.
I know. I
And the
mean,
ones outside my dad's house. Oh
oh,
my
those are
God.
probably the scarier ones. I mean, I'm not saying that they aren't
Them
scary.
motherfuckers got rabies or
But
something.
you guys have a, like a heightened fear of bats. Like me, I only freak out if a bat is literally like flying like by me. Like, you know, I hear it and see it, you know, the whole thing. Like, but if I just see them kind of flying over the sky and, you know, they're just going, minding their own
They
business,
all accumulate on the
I'm just
rooftops.
like, okay, you know, I'm just kind of chilling, right? I'm like, all right, whatever, you know. But like, yeah, another thing that's really scary about bats is that, like, you know, they kind of like all hang out, and it's almost like, what do they call that, a swarm or a pack?
That's what I'm saying.
And
They
they.
all just be in front of his, like, by the roof. It just whole big ass swarm. You're like, all right, well, I have to walk underneath that, and hopefully they don't all just attack me.
Right.
Or if you leave your door open, you don't want them to fly in
Yeah.
window or something. Like, what the hell? They're so
Right.
aggressive. But okay, back to poop or scoop.
What type of bat
Gecko is a
is
type of
it?
lizard that can say its own name. I think they just said bat. I don't know. Gecko can introduce itself to partners. So vote poop or scoop.
I know, I meant the bats over there.
I
You're funny.
don't know. What do you think? You think they can introduce themselves? Oh, okay, so they have names and stuff, so they can be like, hey, I'm Johnny. Geckos. That's crazy. All right, where's the last one? A tarantula must eat twice its own weight in food every day in order to survive. You can only swallow that story, vote scoop. If not, vote poop. You only eat twice a day? Wait,
What?
how many times are they supposed to eat? I don't know. I'm not going back. They said, well, I missed it. So, whatever. Here's kind of like the funny one. If you got one right, you're a pooper. If you got two, you're a pooper scooper. If you got three, you're a super pooper scooper. And if you got four, you're a super duper pooper scooper. All right?
That's
So,
complicated.
so try to win that game with your family. Okay, then they try to put in this game systems overload, and this guy's just chilling. He didn't look like he was working at all. He was definitely stealing company time. He had his feet kicked up on the board. Just straight chilling. That's
Yeah.
the manager, huh? Okay. Well, he's looking around. He has a flashlight in his head under his metallic hat. And he's got the system back up and running. And now he's gonna eat a metallic donut with frosting on it. Now the systems are back on. We got the next game on. And now it's time for Captain Bones. So Captain Bones, you know, it just totally reminds me of
We
SpongeBob.
only have one captain, and it's Captain Bob.
There's Captain Bones and Captain Bob and okay, Captain Bones is literally a skeleton
And
with
he's
an
an
eye patch and
asshole.
a bandana, and yeah, he's a total douche.
He is. He calls you
And
stupid basically the entire time you're trying to figure it out. And he doesn't even give you a chance to figure it out.
yeah, literally, if you could think of basically, he's gonna lay out his bones and it's gonna look like an analog clock. and it's your job to figure out.
You said lay out his bones.
Yeah, he's gonna lay out his bones for you.
That just sounds hella funny. He's just taking his bones apart. Here you go.
All right, set it up like this. So if you can imagine the numbers, 1 + 1 = 6, and you have to move a bone in order to make this equation correct.
Obviously.
So he says, and you can do it by moving only one of my bones. Can you see how? There ain't nothing to it. He moved the plus sign, the middle of the plus sign, and made a 7 - 1 = 6. He said, your finger telling counting mathematical moron. Got the idea now? See, your McCarmy doing origami players with the dolls. Now you try your own. They literally are swearing at you like a sailor.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, let me just get my bones. I'm going to give you the next one. You got 6 plus 3 is 11. Does 6 plus 3 equal 11? Of course not. It equals 9. You Shane? Purse slinging Cinderella's. To fix me bones, you got to move only one. Just like I showed you not a moment ago. And hands off me bones, you vultures. So, 6 plus 3 is 11. How do you change that? Do you take the... I forgot, we just fucking watched this one, too. How do we not remember? I don't know how to do it, Captain Bones. Fuck you.
Ever
not. He said the 3 or the 6 must be bigger or the 11 must get smaller. Do ye follow? No, bro. He said, yeah, final hint. The 11 is fine where she is, you get me? Okay, enough already. He didn't even give you a chance. Helps the answer, you hopscotch and jump rope and mincers. 6 plus 5 equals 11. Jesus. I don't know why I didn't see that.
I was thinking that in my head, but I didn't want to be wrong. But I was literally thinking that you just moved that over.
You just moved that one little tiny bone just slightly over.
Yep.
The bigger.
I was thinking that.
It's
for
like,
some reason, I can see it more clearer from this angle. Like, I don't know. I understood it. When I was watching it just flat on the TV screen, I just...
It's like you could get the equation, but it's like, which bone are you moving to make it right,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, exactly. This one is fun. 10 seconds. I love this one. This is my favorite one. This one gets hard sometimes. Most of the time, it's not that difficult. So basically, it's going to make you... Are you okay?
No.
I think we're going to go on a break. So, we'll see you in a moment. Okay, so, yeah, this game, you're supposed to look at the words and figure out the meaning between them. It's kind of like a play on words sort of thing. So, here we go. You know, they'll show you the word time, and then it'll show time running away. You know, what do you think that is? Time runs out. So you got once, and it's in blue, and it's above the word
time. Once upon
time.
A time.
Okay, and it says, it's the story of once upon a time. Boom. Next one. Heart, and it's, you know, it's doing the thing. It's beating. And then it just breaks. Broken heart, right?
Yeah.
The answer is broken heart.
Mm-hmm.
What's next? Okay, you got an H, it fell, a T, it fell, a C, it fell.
They really put THC on the screen first.
They did, huh?
Yes, they did.
Go back. Go back.
They was
oh, they did. So touch fell down from the sky. He could go all the way.
Touchdown.
Yeah. You got 10 more seconds to get this next one. You got to be quick. So leap, just leaped over there. And then look. Look is behind leap. I don't know.
Look is in front of leap, not behind it. That was...
My bad. It's look before you leap. That's the answer. So,
ground.
Keep your feet on the ground.
Feet.
And your head wow. in the clouds.
Yep.
10 seconds with all twos. Oh, shit. I just ruined that.
Well, you gotta ruin it.
I always have to ruin everything. I like this one, too, this next game. Oh, I did it again.
Hey, why? Stop.
Yeah, babe, stop. I keep doing ow. Okay. So in this game, mugshots, It's like, so one person is telling the truth and the other three is lying, so you have to listen to what they're saying.
Their alibis.
Their alibis, and determine whether they is telling the truth about it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, there's a reason why I'm not a detective. I mean, I would never do that. That's too dangerous. But if I was, obviously, I'd be letting all the bad people go like a dumbass. So
he'd believe all their alibis. Oh, yeah, that checks out.
That sounds right. And then I'd say to somebody, like, no, you dumbass. That doesn't even make sense.
Right.
Oh, no, you got to turn your shit in right now. All right. First up, Lois Carnegie. She said, I say to you, I'm the innocent one. And let me pause, because she's looking like a little... She like the lady from Grease. She like Frenchie, right?
Yeah, she said, yesterday I went to the costume store.
Uh-huh, they dressed me like a cowgirl. I even wore a 10-gallon hat. You know, the ones that can hold 10 gallons of water. What do you think? Does a 10-gallon hat really hold that much water? That's my dumbass. Say some stupid shit like that. Let's move on to Morgan Pike, a.k.a. Morgan Applesauce. It's like this old man that kind of looks like, who does he look like? I don't know his name, but it says, I haven't run with the other robber barons in years. I've gone legit. Started up a quiet little business, buying and selling old coins and bills. I could get you a good deal on an old $2 bill. If you're interested, a $2 bill, do you buy it? Let's take a listen to Mitch Vanderbilt. Look, Verdi, you got the wrong guy. I was bird watching yesterday with my nephew. We saw gulls, geese, and guppies. Gulls, geese, and guppies.
Guppies are fish, right?
Right. Are they birds? Let's move on to Melon Ball Jones. Just like I told the cop that arrested me, I wasn't even anywhere near the toll booth. I can't even drive this country for France. We drive on the other side of the road. I hope his driving's better than his accent. But which side do they really drive in France?
I know, well, that just in like London, I figured, they drive on the other side, but I don't know about each France.
Each criminal all but confessed.
She spot was the lying.
I wore a 10-gallon hat. You know, the ones that can hold 10 gallons of water?
Yeah.
Carnegie's all washed up. Just like if she tried to put 10 gallons of water in that hat, a 10-gallon hat couldn't even hold 1 gallon of water.
Right.
Guilty. I went bird watching.
He was
we saw gulls, geese, and guppies.
Yeah, the $2 bill Vanderbilt one was the truth guy, I think.
A guppy is a fish. We all knew that, right? And not for those flying ones either. What? Guilty. I'm from France, and we drive on the other side of the road.
I was right.
Melon Ball's nose is left from his right.
So there is a $2
but not
bill.
His right from his wrong.
Yeah, I knew
in
there
France,
was a
they drive on the same side of the road as we do. I can get you a good meal. Deal on a $2 bill.
Good meal.
And the $2 bill is not nearly so phony as a $3 bill. So I guess you could say I buy Morgan's story. Now that I've put the case to bed, it's high time I did the same.
What?
I don't think that's what they said. But that's what the closed caption said. Alright, I think this is the last game. Riddle Snake, this one's fucking hard. This one's really hard.
He doesn't like this one.
I do. But it is kind of like a little slap in the face. It's a little claymation snake, and it has on a little, I don't even know. But I like how very culture rich this crew was, because watching HBO Family as a kid, I noticed they told a lot of ethnic stories. Mm-hmm. They weren't just from the U.S. They were talking about stories from all over the world. India, China,
mm-hmm.
Africa, everywhere. Mm-hmm. So, he's blowing his little horn. And it's funny because one day we were stoned and she was like, they didn't even try.
Yeah, they didn't even try to make like a realistic snake.
What has 18 feet and catches flies? Do you know this one?
No.
Okay, and then the guy comes out of the basket like he's a snake, right? Because the snake is charming the human. And he comes out. I think they're both wearing turbans. Little claymation turbans, it's hard to see. Like I said, you gotta use your little imagination. He's all dancing and he pulls out his little horn and blows it. And the answer is a baseball team. It's 18 feet and they catch flies.
I don't get how a baseball team catches flies.
Catch fly balls.
No,
A
that's not a very
yardstick.
good riddle. That was a bad one.
And then the snake goes back to sleep and the human goes back in the basket. Oh, good.
And that's it.
At the end, yeah, they give you a crash box rewind, and it says to remind you how smart you really are.
You
They
mean
hit
how
the
dumb you
rewind
really are?
button, all right. Like, yeah, let's see how you really got like most of these questions wrong while you're over here on your fucking couch. Yeah, it was a pretty decent game. So, what do you think of the show?
That was pretty nostalgic. Rewind. Now, we're gonna go ahead and wrap this up. I would say that I got a decent amount right. Next time, we'll have to do another episode of Crash Box where they include the segment Paige and Sage because that one's one of my favorites besides Captain Bob. But yeah, let us know what you thought. And do you have anything else to add? Because I'm about to take this.
I just think, like you said, it was nostalgic. It's very fun to play. It kind of makes your mind like start to get those gears going, like, oh, start thinking about shit, You don't always have to zone out when you're watching TV. Try to challenge your mind a little. Try to learn
Exactly.
something, even if you think it's like a kiddie game or something. How
Absolutely.
many questions did you actually get right? I mean, come on now.
Right. So maybe if you feel like going back in time and testing your smartness while you're stoned, maybe sit down on the couch and put on some Crash Box on YouTube or HBO and check it out and see how many you actually get right, because we've done that a few times while getting stoned, and it's kind of a fun little like way to keep your brain like working and functioning while actually enjoying getting stoned,
For sure.
instead of just throwing on like Squidbillies or something.
Something and it's just rotting your brain.
Yeah, right.
Beavis
Although those days where we do that as well, it is fun also. But sometimes we like to switch it up and kind of get our brain working while we're smoking. And I feel like it
Butthead.
has helped us a lot. So yeah, maybe try it out and let us know in the comments if you've tried that out or if you also enjoy doing that. And let us know in the comments as well if you have any other suggestions on what we should look at next on our retro TV. We're gonna go ahead and head out.
Peace.